All right, and welcome to our third and final episode of The Lost Podcast. We are your hosts, Tommy Moore, Leo Friedman, Sam Gombiner, and Owen Lynn. Today we have a little bit of a special kind of episode. We're going to be doing a debate type of podcast, but we thought we would start with a summary. So I passed to Leo for the summary of the end of the book and everything like that.
Yeah, so towards the end, Ashok starts to let himself go after Pinky left him. And during this time, Ashok is still being driven around. He's delivering bribes. And this causes Balaram to start to feel, like, resentment towards Ashok and his family. So Balaram, in return, starts to cheat his masters by selling their gas and visiting corrupt mechanics. Then Balaram's young cousin is sent to live with him by his grandma, It restricts Balaram in a way because he doesn't have as much freedom. Balaram then kills Ashok and takes off with the money and his young cousin, and he starts a taxi service and renames himself Ashok.
Thanks for that summary, Leo. So our debate is going to be centered around the question, does the author intend Balaram to be viewed as a good or evil person, and do they do a good job of creating different perspectives of him? So we are in a growth mindset, if you so will. And so anyone can change their stance at any point in time, but we're starting with me and Owen having the perspective of Balaram being more of an evil character, being portrayed as more of a bad person, and then with Tommy and Leo viewing him as a better character, like a good character. And so with that, Owen, do you want to give any opening remarks?
Yeah, so I think the author does do a good job at creating different perspectives. That's why that's the whole point of this debate, where we're arguing whether or not he's a good or evil person.
I think that's a great point. Do you have an opinion on why he's good, or do you want me to start with that?
Personally, I think he leans more to the evil side because I feel like, personally, he's a hypocrite, where he's basically copying the people who he once hated. Or not hated, but just disliked.
I see what you mean, like becoming a shock, basically. Yeah, I mean, he renames himself. That's like a different level of... Yeah. Conceitment.
I mean, no, right? Let's
no,
no right? Okay. Let's just say no. Okay. He's changed. Like he opens a taxi service, and he deliberately treats his workers not like how he was treated in Ashok's family.
Yeah.
Like he treats them as workers, not family, not servants. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how he felt so disrespected when. You did that. So in that sense, he's not copying them. I think he's using the good parts of like their influence. Like he has a name that's an animal, like the stork had. He's the white tiger, right? So he can like have a name and people know who he is. And he's being smart about his money. So I think in those ways he's like grown. And I wouldn't call that a bad thing, like necessarily copying like people isn't a bad thing, but I think he's learned enough from the good people, from the good parts of those people.
But that doesn't make up for the fact that he, like him being nice to his workers is good and all, but he still killed someone to get to the level that he is. He still, like, the pathways that he followed are basically, in my opinion, the same as the pathways that the stork followed. He just extorted the person. He extorted the person that was easiest to do. He knew Ashok was weak, and so he took advantage of him, basically the same as the stork's family takes advantage of the villagers and stuff like that.
So, I mean, yeah, I agree that murder is wrong. Mm-hmm. My stance isn't that he's pure good, but that his good outweighs his evil. Like, the business he set up is meant to help, like, the community that he lives in and the people who've been put down by families like the stork. And so I think that now that he has been able to get himself into a position like a position that that Ashok was in and the more powerful people of India are in, he's using that power and that money and that influence to help the lower caste.
So you think that the ends justify the means?
In this case, yes.
Okay. I think, well, because once you said that he created the company to benefit his community. But there was one part where on page 267, after he killed after his driver ran over a kid on a bicycle, Ashok, or previously Balram, bribed the authorities and his family to keep quiet about what happened. He also said, and I quote, "To keep such sex schedules, we have to drive recklessly. We have to keep hitting people and hurting people on our roads. It's a problem every taxi operator in the city faces. Don't blame me." So I feel like he doesn't feel any guilt to the people he kills, but in the end, he just wants to benefit himself.
But, you know, we can't, like, dissuade that he didn't have a connection with Ashok, like, as a person, man-to-man. Like, when Ashok was down on his, like, luck, like,
he's talking about the killing the kid on a bike at the end of the story.
Yeah, but he brought it to, like, killing people as a whole.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, he kills Ashok, but he had, like, a connection to his, like, master. Like, when Pinky left Ashok, he, like, was there for him, like, hey, Ashok, in his own like, privileged way, wanted to, like, you know, experience what, like, common people were like and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, and Balram was there for him. He's like, oh, you need to find a new woman and that kind of thing. Like, helping him move forward.
But that was all with the goal of manipulating him in the end. Like,
I don't think he was ready. I think Balram, like, yes, there was a lot of thought that came into his murder, but I don't think it was till the very end, like maybe that the night before, that he was like, I'm gonna kill this person. I think, like, it was building towards that way, but for majority of their relationship, I think that it was.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just not even true, because I mean, in my opinion, because during the meal, when Balram treats him, Ashok, to, like, the poor man's meal, mm-hmm. like he wants to experience real India, Balram resents Ashok, like, while he's eating the food. Like, there's a literal quote where he says, like, he resents him for eating all the food in front of him while he's, like, being paid his, like, poor measly meal.
Also, I feel like Ashok was a little ignorant at that point, because he ate a meal that was could feed a whole family, but then like Sam said, he didn't treat Balram at all, and also that one man ate a meal for the whole family, which is, you know, not like a simple man would.
Well, yeah, I just think that's examples of Ashok being ignorant.
Well, no,
and
but the point I'm trying to get at from that is that he's not doing it out of the goodness of his heart. He still is angry at Ashok while he's doing these things. Like,
well, so he was doing stuff out of the goodness of his heart, because, like, throughout the majority of the relationship, he said, like, he loved Ashok, mm-hmm. even in the beginning of the book, which is taking place after all these events, he said that he loved his masters. Mm-hmm. But then his masters, like, didn't reciprocate those feelings. They didn't treat him well. Okay. They kind of abused him, and they abused others like him. And he saw that, and he resented that.
So while I can understand, like, all the perspectives, I kind of agree with you. I do feel like his ends do justify his means at times. I do feel like the part that makes me not able to view him as a good character ever is the fact that he killed Ashok, knowing the damage it would do to his family, knowing that his entire bloodline would be slaughtered at the village.
Well, I mean, yes, connection to family, but what did his family do for him? You know, like, they valued a water buffalo over this person, and as soon as he came into his own kind of, like, independent income, they were like, hey, remember us? We're gonna live off you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they paid for everything, right? They had to give him the 300 rupees for so he could get taxi lessons. And I realize that is a very small amount, but it says multiple times that he stopped sending money to them completely after they reached Delhi. He doesn't even send them anything. And so while he doesn't need to, he should. Like, I guess that's, he should be sending them something. They shouldn't be leeching off him, but he makes the decision to have everyone in that village killed in his family. He's also still friends with his brother. Like, I mean, it's his brother. They don't have a bad relationship. He knows he's forgoing his life.
So, yeah, sure, they did pay 300 rupees, but then he was, like, sending money back to them for a short period, and he was sending back most of his salary. His salary was over 1,000 rupees. They only paid 300, so he more than paid them back for the cost of, like, getting him into that position.
And they dropped their kid on him. Anyway, we'll finish it.
Finish it.
Oh, yeah.
On the closing statement.
close the statement?
No, okay. I think that was a really good debate. I think it shows how nuanced the author was and how good of a job they did with creating these different pathways for us to view, just to view ballroom. I think with that, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for tuning in to the final Lost Podcast special edition debate.
Yep.
And this is Sam Gombiner signing off.
All right, thank you.